Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a Donegal deputy believes Donegal should be a standalone Garda division. Gardaí are hunting a couple who robbed 11 dresses from a charity shop in the Twin Towns. Meanwhile, Gardaí are also appealing for information about two serious assaults, one of them in Buncrana last Friday evening and the other in Letterkenny in the early hours of Friday morning. And the PRO of Beef Plan Movement in Donegal says while progress in a number of issues has been made as a result of yesterday's talks, there is still a long way to go. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Horgan coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, a Donegal deputy believes Donegal should be a standalone Garda division. It comes following announcement last month that a re-examination of all Garda divisions is underway, with most local divisions set to double in size. As part of the plans, a new northern region, including Donegal, will stretch from Mayo to Louth, and a new eastern region will run from Meath to Waterford. This has led to fears that the amalgamation of the Donegal Garda division could result in a major reduction in Garda numbers in the county. Deputy Pat the Cub Gallagher says special consideration needs to be given to Donegal.
I believe that the whole purpose of this is a question of savings, because instructions have been given that there has to be savings. But of course, we shouldn't be the meat and the sandwich here. Donegal should stand alone. The Atlantic on one side, Northern Ireland on the other. And it doesn't fit into any larger region. And a typical example of that is when VECs, or now ETBs, were amalgamated. Donegal stood alone then, and I believe that as a template for the future. We would more than likely lose our chief superintendent, who would be possibly based in a more central location. I think the record of the last number of years is abysmal. We had in 2010 466 Gardaí. That's been now reduced by 101, and we require more Gardaí in the county. We would be extremely critical of the fact that we have only received 2% of the number of Gardaí who have passed out. There are communities in the county who don't have a patrol car. There's no presence of Gardaí in places. No disrespect to the Gardaí who are serving at the moment, but we don't have the numbers. And of course, also in Donegal, like many other counties, we have a drug problem, and all of that is to be dealt with. So I believe, and will be saying to the Minister, Donegal should stand alone and should not be part of any amalgamation.
And we also hear time and time again, Donegal's bordering Northern Ireland. So given that Brexit is on the horizon, it's vital that more resources are in fact deployed to the county.
That's the important point, and that looks as if it could happen on the 31st of October, even if it doesn't, and if they're to negotiate over a period for a soft Brexit, it will happen sometime, and I believe we shouldn't tamper with the Donegal division.
The Taoiseach says it could be weeks before the Taoiseach and the UK Prime Minister hold talks on Brexit. Boris Johnson has accepted Leo Varadkar's invitation to meet to discuss bilateral relations, the political impasse in Northern Ireland and Britain's exit from the EU on October the 31st. While officials in Dublin and London are finalising plans, no date or location for the meeting has been agreed. Taoiseach Simon Coveney expects it will be several weeks before the talks take place.
Well, there isn't a date agreed yet, but both the Prime Minister and the Taoiseach have said that they want to meet, and that meeting needs to be scheduled now. A date hasn't been agreed yet, but I suspect that will happen in the next number of weeks, but I don't want to speculate on a date at this stage.
Gardaí are hunting a couple who robbed 11 dresses from a charity shop in the Twin Towns. The man and woman entered the premises at Flea Lane in Ballybuffet on Friday afternoon carrying a red suitcase. It was noticed a short time later that the dresses had been stolen. Sergeant Siobhan Mullihan is looking for anyone with information to come forward.
On Friday afternoon, just after 4:30 p.m, a male and female entered a charity shop at Flea Lane, Ballybuffet. They were carrying a red suitcase and they left some minutes later, but when they were gone, a member of staff discovered that 11 dresses had been taken. Gardaí would like to speak to anybody who has any information or witnessed this male or female in the Twin Towns area last Friday carrying a red suitcase to contact Letterkenny Garda Station on 074 91 67 100 or the Garda Confidential line of 1800 666 111.
Gardaí and Donegal are also appealing for information about two serious assaults, one of them in Muncrana last Friday evening, the other in Letterkenny in the early hours of Friday morning. CCTV footage is being examined in both instances. On today's 9 till noon show, Sergeant Mullahan asked for the public's help, starting with the incident in Muncrana.
Outside a public house on the main street, Muncrana, around 9:30, a male was punched as he went to leave the licensed premises. He fell to the ground and he banged his head, and this resulted in serious injury for him. We believe the suspect fled the scene. Gardaí, on their arrival, spoke to some witnesses at the scene, and they say that this was a one-punch assault. We're gathering and viewing the CCTV footage in the area, but we'd really like to speak to anybody who witnessed the assault or has any information to offer, to phone Muncrana Gardaí on 074-932-0540 or the Garda confidential phone line, please.
Now to Letterkenny, and quite a serious assault that Gardaí looking for help on.
Yes, Greg, on Friday the 9th of August 2019, around 3 a.m, an assault occurred at Lower Main Street. A male was treated at Letterkenny Hospital for facial injuries after he was punched and kicked in an attack by two males, we believe, wearing sports tracksuits. Gardaí are keen to speak to anybody who witnessed the attack or the two males that are only described as having sports tracksuits on them in the Lower Main Street area of Letterkenny early Friday morning. We are looking at a possible connection between an earlier altercation at the Market Square area of the town, and we're going through relevant CCTV footage. If any passing motorists, such as taxi drivers or any door staff that were on duty on the night, that have any information in relation to the attackers, if they could contact Letterkenny Gardaí on 074-9167-100 or the Garda confidential line.
The President and Taoiseach have expressed their sympathies to the family of Nora Quarren after her body was found in Malaysia today. President Michael D. Higgins paid tribute to the volunteers who answered the call to join the search, and to all those throughout Malaysia, Ireland, Britain and France who offered support. Leo Bradker says his thoughts are with the family of the 15-year-old. After an enormous search, which it was in its 10th day, Deputy Police Chief Maslam Mansour says her body was found without any clothing beside a stream this morning. Journalist in Malaysia, Somiz Haneji, says the discovery raises a lot of questions about the teen's disappearance.
The many questions that remain as to why the body was found so close to the resort, but yet it hadn't been found earlier. Was the body recently left there? Was it an area that search and rescue teams hadn't thought to look, or was it too difficult to get to? And of course, really, the burning question is, what happened? How did Nora get there in the first place, and what led to this tragedy?
Progress has been made on a number of issues to boost transparency in the beef sector. Talks at the Department of Agriculture came to an end at 2 o'clock this morning after another meeting is expected next week. Representatives from the meat industry and farming associations are trying to resolve a dispute over beef prices. Eimear McGuinness is PRO of the Beef Plan Movement in Donegal. She says there's still a long way to go.
All the farm organisations were there and they were all in agreement on everything that was put forward. Now, they do agree on there has to be a review of the beef grid system and insurance policies within the factories and contract arrangements, different things that they have agreed on. But there's an awful lot more talking to be done. Now, the MIA are a way to look at what they can do. So it's still ongoing. There's a long way to go yet.
From the point of view of the beef plan movement, however, the absolute core of this is the price that's paid to the farmer and the widespread belief that that price at present is too low.
That's right, yes. It's how the price is put together. And there's so many things in there that farmers feel are very unfair. They want that to change. And then, of course, this actual price that they're paid per kilo. At the minute, that's very hard with the markets the way it is. And Brexit coming, we know all the problems there. Yes, we'd like a bigger slice of it, and that is what they're trying to achieve. But it's getting to that point, and they had a very difficult talks yesterday because it went on for over 12 hours. What is great, and what has come out of it, all the different farm organisations are working together, and Beef Plan have achieved that, which is a massive achievement.
Police in Derry are investigating after petrol and paint bombs were thrown during unrest last night. 24 petrol bombs and 6 paint bombs were thrown in the area around the city walls. It's believed up to 40 people were involved in the disorder. A laser pen was also shown at a police helicopter while bricks and bottles were thrown at police. The PSNI is urging those responsible to pull back from this behaviour and is asking anyone with information to come forward. Police say investigations are continuing and they are confident arrests will follow. It's believed a safe found caught up on the road between Castledurg and Castlefin was stolen from a filling station in Kesh in the early hours of Saturday morning last. As cross-border investigations continue, two trailers have been recovered, at least one of which was stolen in Donegal. Sergeant Siobhan Mullahan says they are also seeking information relating to a vehicle bearing stolen number plates.
Gardaí at Letterkenny are looking for information from anybody who is travelling between Castledurg and Castlefin. On last Saturday morning, the 10th of August, between 3:30 a.m. and 7:30 a.m. they may have seen a vehicle. We're unsure yet of what make the vehicle was, towing a small green trailer which was made from wood and steel. This trailer was found abandoned around 7:30 a.m. on the main Castledurg to Castlefin road at Gertnamuck, Castlefin, County Donegal. A second blue trailer was recovered, 8 foot by 4 foot, with a blue baler lift inside. It had been abandoned a short distance away, parked beside a junction. A member of the public also reported a safe, which was cut open and abandoned in a field nearby. A local man then reported his blue trailer stolen from his yard. On inspection of the safe items, they seemed to relate to a burglary at a filling station at Kesh, County Fermanagh. The PSNI have informed us that the Palm Bush filling station at Kesh was burgled around 3:05 a.m. on Saturday the 10th of August, and a vehicle which bore stolen registration plates UUY and four numbers is of interest in that burglary.
The Education Minister is urging people disappointed with their Leaving Cert results to think of alternative pathways to third level. Just under 59,000 pupils have been getting their results today, 2,179 of those in Donegal. Overall, marks are in line with last year, but there's been an increase in those failing ordinary level maths. Students will find out what college courses they've been offered on Thursday. Education Minister Joe McHugh says anyone who isn't happy with their results shouldn't lose hope.
There are many, many options now across the region, and if students don't get their first preferences, there's so many access and stepping stone courses. But I'm hearing from parents over the last couple of years that across our region and across border bases as well, there are many, many options, and it doesn't necessarily mean that students have to, you know, head to the bigger city regions for all options. It's not the end of the road. It's certainly not the end of their journey.
Meanwhile, rural hoteliers are calling for back to school dates to return to September the 1st every year. They claim the return dates have begun creeping into August, and that's having an impact on profits in hotels in rural tourism counties. Noel Cunningham, manager of Harvey's Point Hotel outside Donegal Town, says the mindset has changed in the last few years, and that's affecting the industry.
Even I see it in my own family, my own sort of brothers and sisters and nephews and nieces and their children. Immediately they get into the 1st of August, you're suddenly thinking, oh my God, the kids go back to school this month. They're saving money. They're thinking of the expense of going back to school. Before, we didn't think about that until almost the end of August. Our season in the country, particularly in rural Ireland, is short enough. And once the school holidays start eating into August and sort of taking a chunk of the August holiday out of the equation for us, it makes life that little bit harder. Of course, it affects revenue, it affects our viability, and it affects running our business.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Gear up for back to school with leading sports brands at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15 and time to latest sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and Talla Stadium is Dundalk's home for tonight as they look to progress to the Europa League playoff round. Funny Perth side trail Slovan Bratislava by a goal to nil going into the second leg of their third qualifying round tie. Dundalk defender Andy Boyle says they have to give everything to get past the Slovak champions tonight.
Get to go and be positive in our mindset and their outlook on the game, and which, to be fair, we always are. And we know as a back four and defend as a team that the away goal can be crucial for them. But I think we've got to back ourselves, and we've analysed the first leg of parts where we can improve and parts where we've done well and where we can hurt them. And going into tomorrow night, we're in a positive place.
Kickoff tonight is at 8 o'clock. At the same stage of the competition, Linfield, they take a 2-1 lead into their second leg with Sujetska at Windsor Park. And Wexford Youth's Women's Champions League qualification campaign comes to a close this afternoon. The National League champions can't progress to the last 32, but round off their group campaign against Maltese champions Berkara. That game is at half-time. Wexford are currently 2-1 up. A trip to Bohemians awaits the winners of tonight's rearranged FAI Cup tie. Longford, they play host to Athlone in the Midlands Classical with a kick-off at the City Calling Stadium at 7.45. Elsewhere, Ballybofey native Johnny Dunleavy has committed to Sligo Rovers for another year. Rovers confirmed today Dunleavy and striker Romeo Parks have signed new contracts for the 2020 season. Dunleavy has been an impressive performer since signing from Cork City, playing 20 games, and he featured in both defence and midfield. On the pitch tonight in the Irish League, there's 5 games down for decision. Carrick Rangers, they play Larne. Cliftonville host Glenavon. Glentoran play Coleraine. Institute, they're at home to Dungannon Swifts. And Warren Point Town, they play Crusaders. Cross Channel Celtic manager Neil Lennon says he's determined to get the club back in European football's top club competition. The Scottish Premiership title holders continue their Champions League qualifying campaign at Parkhead this evening. They're level at 1-1 with CFR Cluj heading into their second leg of their third round tie. Elsewhere tonight, it's a huge night of action in the first round of the English League Cup. There's 33 ties being played, among them newly promoted EFL side Salford City. They host Leeds United, while Leighton Orient, they go to Plymouth. Moving on to rugby, and Joey Carberry's set to be fit for Ireland's World Cup opener against Scotland on September the 22nd. However, the Munster out half is unlikely to play in the remainder of Ireland's warm-up games due to an ankle ligament injury. Carberry was stretchered off in Saturday's win over Italy at the Aviva. He's expected to be out for 4 weeks, which would mean he'll return in time for Ireland's first Pool A game in Yokohama. In cycling, Sam Bennett has won the second stage of the Bink Bank Tour in Belgium. The Irish rider followed up yesterday's win with a sprint victory into Blankenberg. The win is Bennett's 10th stage victory of 2019. In cricket, Ireland's women have lost to Thailand in their latest T20 international in the Netherlands. After seeing yesterday's match with Scotland abandoned, Ireland were again undone by the weather today. They lost a rain-curtailed match to the informed Thai side by 7 wickets via the Duckworth-Lewis method. Local cricket, the Leinster Lightning are playing the North West Warriors. It's the second day of an inter-provincial championship match up in North County Cricket Club. Leinster Lightning, they scored 131 all out. Currently batting are the North West Warriors. They're 168-9 with William Porterfield 95 not out. In boxing, undefeated two-weight world champion Billy Joe Saunders says he's now only targeting the big fights. He's eyeing up a clash with either Saul Canelo Alvarez or Gennady Golovkin after signing a deal with promoter Eddie Hearn. Saunders parted company with promoter Frank Warren earlier this month, and his next bout will be announced next week. It means Saunders is now in the same camp as Katie Taylor. And Tyson Fury will take on unheralded Swede Otto Wallin at Las Vegas on September the 14th. Wallin, like the former heavyweight world champion, is unbeaten in his professional career, but this fight represents a significant step up in quality for the southpaw. Fury is expected to challenge Deontay Wilder for his WBC title in the early part of next year. In golf, Castle Rock Golf Club is bidding to host the 2021 Irish Open, with initial talks with the European Tour officials having already taken place. Tourism Ireland are understood to be back in Castle Rock's bid. And finally, for this evening in tennis, Andy Murray says he's got plenty to improve on after making a singles comeback last night. He was beaten 6-4, 6-4 by Frenchman Richard Gasquet. It's his first solo match since January. That's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, a Foyle MLA says there is a very real risk of more serious flooding in the Eglinton area because the Department for Infrastructure is not cleaning out clogged drains and gullies. Mark H. Durkin says when he raised the issue with the department, he received what he termed a copy and paste response, referencing a limited service and lack of resources for regular maintenance. The response concluded that the issue will be attended to when resources and manpower become available. Mr. Durkin says it's an issue right across the city, but particularly in Eglinton.
These drains used to be cleaned four times a year, then it was reduced to two. Now they're allegedly cleaned out once a year. I would dispute that that even happens. So that's concerning right across the city. However, in Eglinton, there are a particular set of problems. We saw unprecedented flooding there 2 years ago. Homes were destroyed, businesses were ruined, and people are still traumatised by the effects of that flooding. Yet in that area, where the Department for Infrastructure are currently scoping an exercise that will see millions spent on flood mitigation measures, they have allowed gullies and drains to become blocked again. So it seems to me very much a case of the department being penny wise and pound foolish. We've had a plethora of weather warnings over the past couple of weeks, and any time it rains, people in Eglinton get very worried.
And there is no doubt that if we get flooding anything like what we saw in August of 2017, the amount of money it's going to cost is going to be far, far more than it would cost to clean out culverts.
Absolutely. The cost of cleaning these things is not huge by any means. I fully appreciate the budgetary pressures facing the Department for Infrastructure and indeed other government departments, and that's been compounded by the lack of an assembly here where you don't have political direction making decisions on budgets. But this is low-hanging fruit. These are simple measures that can be taken from the department to make flooding less likely in the future.
And finally, over half of cars put through the NCT in the first 6 months of this year failed. More than one in ten were deemed too dangerous to be on the road and had to be towed away from the test centre. A sticker labelling the car as dangerous is also placed on its window. Motoring journalist Geraldine Herbert says drivers are using the NCT as a diagnostic tool.
The NCT is a basic, bare minimum standard. It doesn't take a lot to pass it. If you're not passing it, there's something seriously wrong. So what they're doing is they're using it as a diagnostic tool. They're then taking that, you know, that fail list or whatever to their mechanic and just getting those things done. It's absolutely not what it's for, because all the NCT says is on that day it has achieved the bare minimum standard to be roadworthy. That's all. It's not anything great about your car.
Weather now mostly dry this evening with brighter sunny spells and isolated showers. Tonight will be cloudy with some rain, drizzle or mist. Lowest temperatures of 11 to 13 degrees in light southeasterly or variable breezes. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, a Donegal deputy believes Donegal should be a standalone Garda division. It comes following an announcement last month that a re-examination of all Garda divisions is underway, with most local divisions set to double in size. Gardaí are hunting a couple who robbed 11 dresses from a charity shop in the Twin Towns. The man and woman entered the premises at Flea Lane in Ballybofey on Friday afternoon carrying a red suitcase. Progress has been made on a number of issues to boost transparency in the beef sector. Talks at the Department of Agriculture came to an end at 2 o'clock this morning, and another meeting is expected next week. Eimear McGuinness, PRO of the Beef Plan Movement in Donegal, says, however, there's still a long way to go. And rural hoteliers in Donegal are calling for Bakshi school days to return to September the 1st every year. They claim the return dates have begun creeping into August, and that's having an impact on profits in hotels in rural tourism counties. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of Remain Evening News on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, August the 13th. The death has occurred of Hugh McMenamin, Listener Mulligan, Castle Finn. Hugh's remains will repose at his late home from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral from his late home on Thursday morning at 20 past 10 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church at Castle Finn. Interment afterwards in St Mary's Cemetery, Castle Finn. The death has taken place of Margaret Jean Malpas Deary Keena Mullenhead. Her remains are reposing at Carndonagh Community Hospital Chapel of Rest until 8 o'clock tonight. Funeral leaving there tomorrow morning at 11:30, going to Lakeland's Crematorium Cavan for cremation at 4 o'clock. Family flowers only, donations in lieu to Mullenhead Defibrillator Group. The death has taken place of Henry Blaney Roskirk Portsalin. Remains reposing overnight at the Church of Christ the Redeemer, Rosnakill. Funeral service at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, with interment afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. House private at the request of the deceased, neighbours and friends welcome. Family flowers only please. Donations if desired to Good and New Charity Shop, Letterkenny, care of any family member or Eamon Scott Funeral Director. And the death has taken place of Sally McLaughlin, 101 Ringsend Road, Drumahammer, Limavady. Funeral from her home tomorrow morning at 9:20 for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Limavady, with interment afterwards in Christ the King Cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight.